Welcome to Spotlight's Listener Mail Programme. I'm Colin Lowther.
And I'm Liz Waid. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Have you ever thought about changing the world? Many people look around and see things they want to change. On Spotlight, we often tell stories of people who have changed their communities and countries. They are making the world a better place. Today, we look at some of these Spotlight programs, and we read your comments about them. How can you change the world? Let's see.
Our first comments today come from the program King Peggy, a Woman Leader. In this program, we told about Peggy Lean Bartels. Bartels lived and worked in the United States, but she is from the village of Otuam in the country of Ghana. One day, she received a telephone call from Otuam. The people there asked her to be their leader, their king. Bartels finally accepted. Now, she still lives in the United States, but she rules the village of Otuam, too. Many of our listeners thought King Peggy was a good example for people to follow. Rosie wrote,
I admire her so much. Everyone only has 24 hours in the day, just like she does. But she does great things. What a beautiful and smart woman. It shows that she manages her time very well. I feel myself trying more and more to manage and control my future.
Luis thought King Peggy's story could show what strange things happen in our lives.
Life teaches that the impossible can be possible.
And Little Lion thought this story showed something important about King Peggy.
What a surprising story! I was interested by the last decision of King Peggy. She was living in the United States and working with the job she used to do. By doing this, she does not lose the life she had before, and she can do good things for her people. It makes me understand that a person who can organize her time well can be responsible for more things. That is a useful thing to learn.
King Peggy is making a difference even though she is far away. She visits and calls her kingdom often. This is not a job she thought she would do, but today she believes it is what she is supposed to be doing.
Our next comments come from the program Patrick Moore, Astronomer. Patrick Moore was a famous television presenter. From an early age, he enjoyed watching the sky. Later in life, he began a television program. In this program, people could learn about things in space, like the moon and planets. But Moore never received training for his work. He was an amateur, a person who does something because he loves doing it. Tom had never heard of Patrick Moore before, but he understood Moore's love for the sky. Tom writes,
"When I was a child, I often looked up into the night sky while playing with other children out of the house. I was interested in seeing the moon, stars, and universe. I wished that I could visit the moon and universe as an astronaut to explore a strange feeling. But it was only the innocent thought of a child. Thank you, Spotlight, for helping me to know Patrick Moore. We would never know he is an amateur. He is really a great astronomer."
Today, Patrick Moore is very famous in England. He is an important part of television history. He has influenced many people because of his love of space.
Another person who changed the world is Kathleen Bachu. We told his story in the program Forgotten and Found in Bucharest. Kathleen and his wife, Oltita, work with orphan children in Bucharest. These children have no parents and no homes. Their lives are difficult. Some have drug problems. So, Kathleen and Oltita begin providing a safe place for the children to stay. Della believed this was an important program. She wrote,
"There are not many people like Kathleen in the world. He gave up his plan to make a lot of money in Germany. Instead of doing that, he decided to rescue the forgotten orphans, adults, and drug addicts, the street children. He wanted to give them everything they needed. He wanted to sacrifice his own life to work with them. And now, Kathleen also has followers. These are the givers of hope. That is the most important part of Kathleen's success."
And Rosie felt Kathleen and Oltita could be great examples for people to follow. She wrote,
"This is great sacrificing. My life is still concentrated around getting money, family, job, love, and more. I do not do anything to help other people. I feel shame with myself after reading this program."
People can change the world around them. You do not have to change your whole life like Kathleen and Oltita did. Instead, start with a small change. Start in your community. Start by helping just one other person. You may find that you have more time than you think.
Our final comments today come from the programme Team Rwanda Riding for Hope. In this programme, we told about a team of people from Rwanda who ride bicycles. This team compete professionally in races around the world. Each member of the team had a difficult past, but together they are working to create a strong bicycling team. They give hope to the people around them. Many people were inspired by this story. Edrami wrote,
"I think this is a good history to learn how people can improve their lives. We can see how our effort can change our dreams and lives."
And Ho-Off wrote,
"In the world, many people have terrible histories, but few can rise up to change their lives. I always admire people who try to survive after the terrible things that happen to them. And finally, they do it. They become a famous person because they kept trying, worked hard, and had hope."
This bicycle team is a good example of hope for people to see. They are changing the way people see Rwanda.
That is all the time we have for today's Listener Mail program. What stories of change have you seen? Have you changed the world in some way? Tell us about it. You can email us at radio@radioenglish.net, or you can write a comment on the script page of this program. We would love to hear from you.
The writer and producer of this program was Liz Waid. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. All quotes were adapted for this program and voiced by Spotlight. You can listen to this program again and read it on the internet at www.radioenglish.net. This program is called Listener Mail 132.
You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Spotlight Radio. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.